read, read books, books.
Good morning and welcome to the roundtable and back to our book pick segment because we have hippity hoppitied off to a different land, as you may have heard. While winter clears out, if we ever really had it, we get ready for spring to officially begin next week. We have a little more daylight to deal with this week, and what better thing to do with that extra light than to read books. This morning, Nikki Marion is the Children's Department Director at Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. She joins us to present a fine list of books that will have us using natural and artificial light to read and become engrossed in. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful to have you here. Where would you like to begin?
Let's begin. Well, at the top, I'm going to start off with my picture book recommendations.
Okay.
So the first book I have is Tokyo Digs a Garden, written by John Eric Lapano and illustrated by Helen Hatanaka. And I'm thinking about this book mainly as a modern fairy tale because of the plot devices, but it's also a really thoughtful and thought-provoking picture book about the tensions between the urban and the natural world, but what ultimately resolves as a harmony between the two. So Tokio lives in a city with his mother, his father, his grandfather, and his cat named Kevin. And his grandfather talks about how the city used to be this lush forest, but with industrialization came all this urban planning and overtaking of the natural world. And there's this really beautiful spread that the illustrator used to make the cityscape composed of these utensils and cutlery and flatware after Tokyo's grandfather says, well, the city's had to eat something after all, talking about how they kind of overtook this beautiful natural landscape. And it's a really, really intricate, beautiful spread. So after hearing about this story, Tokyo receives some seeds from this woman. And he plants them basically like under a brick in his urban backyard. And miraculously, this garden starts to grow and finally large enough to reclaim the city to create this kind of hybrid modern economy and ecology. And it's just really beautiful visually and narratively. And the illustrations are graphic, but so engaging. And it's really a wonderful read.
Wow, that's really incredible. And it is, it's Tokyo.
Tokyo Digs a Garden.
Tokyo Digs a Garden. Excellent.
Great.
Next up.
Next up is The Quickest Kid in Clarksville, written by Pat Zietlow Miller and illustrated by Frank Morrison. And it is Women's History Month.
Yep.
And what better to celebrate than a book set against the backdrop of a parade that celebrates Wilma Rudolph? So Alta, our young protagonist of color, knows that she is the quickest kid in Clarksville, Tennessee, even though her running shoes are a little well-loved and a little beat up. But tomorrow, she's just so excited to go to the parade held in Wilma Rudolph's honor, because Wilma Rudolph grew up in Clarksville, Tennessee. But today, she meets Charmaine. And Charmaine has got some snazzy new sneaks and thinks she can best Alta in a foot race. And to the mailbox and back they go, and Alta wins. But sore, Charmaine wants to race to the corner. And the result of that race is not so successful for Alta, and tempers do fly a little bit. And I don't want to give away the whole story because it's a really wonderful conclusion, but ultimately this picture book is about support and forming a community and friendships that will help you keep moving forward. And I think the best example of this is an incredibly poignant yet succinct line, shoes don't matter, not as long as we got our feet. And it's really wonderful. The illustrations are also incredible. Frank Morrison has these contagiously exuberant and physics-defying illustrations. He draws these characters in this like incredibly broken way where the limbs are contorted when they're running, but they still conform to this strange natural ability of the human body to move. And it's such a wonderful treat.
The name of the book is Quickest Kid. Try it again. Quickest Kid in Clarksville. All right. Next.
Next, I have a concept book that's for the younger age of the picture book spectrum, so probably like 2 to 4. It's called The Opposite Zoo. And it's written and illustrated by Il-sung Na. And I love Il-sung Na. And if you haven't gotten the chance to read any of his previous work, please do. But if you don't get the chance, read this. And he creates a lot of concept books for very young readers. And this book is a book about opposites, if you couldn't tell from the title. And it reminds me a little bit of Peggy Rathman's Goodnight Gorilla with the initial concept, except the monkey never leaves the zoo. The monkey just explores and interacts with two animals on each spread that happen to have opposing qualities. So, for example, awake, asleep, and slow and fast, you get the picture. But the monkey is visible on every page, which makes it a great book for youngins to follow along and use the monkey as kind of a tracking device to get through each spread. And it's not always obvious where the monkey is, and sometimes the monkey is just represented by like an arm or a tail or another part. So it can be kind of fun and a mystery to kind of figure out where the monkey is on each page. And I love the sentiment behind the dedication of the book. It's to all who inspired me to try opposites. And I think that's a great kind of way to dedicate your opposite book.
It is called The Opposite Zoo. Very cool.
Awesome.
Next, we go to some middle grade novels.
Exactly. And so the first book I have for my middle grade selection is To Catch a Cheat by Varian Johnson. And first off, we have signed copies of this title and Varian Johnson's first book in this kind of series, The Great Green Heist, when he visited the area in early February, and he was just incredible. And this book itself is incredible because it has the really miraculous ability to appeal to basically any person in middle school, male, female, however you identify. It's got this incredibly wonderful, diverse cast of characters who battle stereotypes by just being themselves, and which is just such a refreshing thing to see in middle grade fiction. And so the basic summary of the book, Jackson Green, who is this retired criminal middle school mastermind, is being framed. And there surfaces this doctored video of him and his friends sneaking into the school to plug up the toilets, which, of course, causes a fiasco.
Yep.
And what unfolds is this really masterful web of teamwork, wit, and even a sprinkle of romance as Jackson's crew work to clear their names and capture the true culprits. And Varian Johnson just keeps the reader on their toes constantly with new clues, new adversities, and new capers, and some reliably mind-boggling outwitting of the baddies. And it's an engaging and exciting read for pretty much everybody. And we have signed copies.
That's very cool. It's Varian Johnson's To Catch a Cheat, a Jackson Green novel, and signed copies at the Odyssey Bookstore. And we'll give the information about how you can get in touch with them after at the end of the segment. Next.
Awesome. Next up, we have Wonder Woman at Superhero High by Lisa Yi. And who really doesn't want to hear about what Wonder Woman was like in high school? This book is Lisa Yi's middle grade take on the superhero origin story. And I'm extra excited because we'll be hosting Lisa on April 23rd at 2 p.m. for a Wonder Woman party to celebrate this awesome book. And this is the first installment of the DC Supergirl series, and I'm really glad that younger readers will have the opportunity to introduce themselves to the super cast of female heroes that have captivated audiences for decades. And this really is a series for girls who are on the younger age of the middle grade spectrum, even though it is set in high school, because it's a really great starting point for young readers interested in learning more about the superhero universes, and one that really hasn't been explored by authors up to this point. So I'm very glad it's going to be a series with Supergirl at Superhero High coming out later this summer.
Wonder Woman at Superhero High by Lisa Yi.
Awesome.
All right, next.
All right. So moving into YA, I have a anthology called Tyranny of Petticoats, 15 Stories of Belles, Bank Robbers, and Other Badass Girls, which is edited by Jessica Spotswood. And this is an incredible collection of stories about women and girls set throughout the history of America by 15 fabulous, well-known, and some debut young adult authors, including Marissa Meyer, Elizabeth Wine, and Marie Lu, as well as many others. And all of these stories are fictional, but that doesn't mean that there are any anachronisms in this volume. It's really imagined histories of girls and women staunchly set within their historical era, even though there are some historical fantasy stories, such as one story by Andrea Kramer that includes supernatural beings, but that also takes place during the Civil War. And this volume is diverse in many senses. In many senses of that word, because it includes stories by authors of color, stories with protagonists of color, and a wonderful range of genres, voices, and tone.
It is a Tyranny of Petticoats, 15 Stories of Belles, Bank Robbers, and Other Badass Girls, edited by Jessica Spotswood.
All right, and my next pick is a fantasy novel called A Gathering of Shadows, and that's by V.E. Schwab. And I feel like not a lot of booksellers will necessarily talk about sci-fi or fantasy books, but it's a great genre with a lot of incredible authors, and not just the big names either, who are working really hard and putting out incredible books. And I think one of those is A Gathering of Shadows. And it's the second book in a trilogy, but funnily enough, I didn't know that until after I started reading it. And imagine my surprise and subsequent delight when I discover that the book is the second in a trilogy that began with A Darker Shade of Magic. And the premise of this series is that there are three different Londons with very specific ways to transfer between them, mainly if you have magic. And certain Londons have magic as a part of their world, and certain Londons don't or haven't for some time. And currently, magic is building in a London that hasn't seen magic in a very long time. Due to this power-hungry antagonist. And currently, the antagonist does not have a way to transfer into the London of the story's protagonists, Kel and Delilah. And so this book is really about mounting tension and character development and world-building and about finding latent but potent magic in unlikely places. And Schwab has been called by The Independent. Her writing is enviable and has an almost Gaiman-esque ability to switch between styles, genres, and tones, and I completely agree.
Wow. It's A Gathering of Shadows by V.E. Schwab. Yes. And then finally, where do we end?
We end with the one adult book that I have on my list. And this book is called Shelter by Jung Yun. And as the children's department director, I don't get to read as much adult fiction or nonfiction that I would like, but I picked up the galley of this book, Shelter, because so many of my colleagues had raved about it. And we are lucky enough to host the author, Jung, tonight at the Odyssey at 7 p.m., so I hope to see some WAMC listeners there. And I actually haven't gotten the chance to read it all the way through yet, so I'm going to let my colleague Emily's summary speak for me.
Sure.
So this compelling debut novel explores the effect of cultural expectations and violence on three generations of a Korean-American family in New England. Kyung Cho recently takes his parents in when they are brutally assaulted in their home, but instead of providing a second chance for reconciliation, it drives a bigger wedge between them. As Kyung struggles to keep his family's financial burdens hidden from his father, he slowly discovers that his mother has been keeping secrets, big secrets, of her own. And when the police piece together the final clues to solve the assault, Kyung's life implodes in ways that he never could have predicted. And Emily says, this electrifying story is both character-driven and a page-turner. And if she is giving a review like this, I know that it's going to be an incredible book.
The name of the book is Shelter by Jung Yun, and there will be An event
tonight.
She'll
be
at the Odyssey tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can find out more information about all the cool stuff going on at the Odyssey Bookstore in South Hadley, Massachusetts, by visiting them at 9 College Street in South Hadley or calling them 413-534-7307. Or you can visit them online, odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com. Nikki Marion, I thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for making the trek over, and safe travels back, and we enjoy have an enjoyable start to the spring.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Great to see you. Thank you. Coming up next, Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.